an outdoor Christmas carnival.
Thank you for coming.
Words appear. Glow Road Productions and Front Street Pictures present Christmas Under the Lights. December 1999.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4.
A young girl in glasses watches the countdown.
1.
Her face is illuminated by Christmas lights. A woman with long dark hair stands on a small stage.
Welcome, welcome, come on in. Oh, it's so good to see you, Eddie. Oh, hey. Oh, Tim, hi. Nice to see you.
Now, at a party, a woman with long dark hair in a long-sleeved silver dress.
Good to see you.
She walks past partiers.
Hi. Oh, remember, it's at Light Mask with a Q, not a K. I heard you hit 8 million followers this week. Nicely done. Oh, don't forget your gift bags on the way out. Free light therapy masks. Merry Christmas.
Emily.
A woman with long black hair.
Hey, this has far exceeded my expectations.
Oh, I'm so glad. A great product deserves a great launch party.
Thank you. Well, I'll be sure to tell your boss just how happy we all are.
I'd appreciate that.
You know, I heard about the layoffs, and they were very smart to keep you. No doubt you're going to be running the company one day.
Oh, I love what I do. And now I have the constant hum of anxiety to keep me on my toes.
So are you going home for the holidays?
No, LA is my home.
Oh, you know what I mean. Going to visit family, anything like that?
Oh, have you met Finn? Finn!
A woman with black bangs.
Aurora, this is Finn. And she is a rising star on YouTube and Beauty Talk. Finn, this is Aurora. She's a CEO and founder of Light Mask.
Oh my gosh. Loki, your light therapy mask slaps.
Slaps is good.
Okay, great.
We love when it slaps. You two should discuss a collaboration.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I would love to. Let's take a selfie.
Aurora and Finn pose for a selfie. You know that it's the season. A nighttime view of the lights of Los Angeles. In a modern apartment, Emily sits up in bed, scrolling on her phone. A post from Finn for the Win with a photo from the party reads, hashtag light masquerade. Emily lies back in bed.
On to the next.
Now, an aerial view of a snow-dusted evergreen forest. A farm with alpacas, chickens, and goats. In a blue gabled farmhouse, a man with a dark cropped beard talks on the phone.
Not available. You're booked somewhere else. Right. I understand. Oh, of course we want you here. It's the 25th anniversary. Yeah, I should have reached out sooner. This was always Mom's department. How she ran a farm and a Christmas carnival. Look, Ed, if anything changes and you can make it, we'd really appreciate it. Thanks.
The man wears a plaid jacket and puts on a cowboy hat. He gets up from his desk and walks past a window decorated with Christmas lights. Now he walks along a corral fence up to a man with a dark beard with a hammer.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm gonna be down here in a few days. It would go a lot faster if Bo didn't keep trying to escape.
A brown alpaca.
That's not Bo, that's Rudy.
Okay, you got like 100 animals.
103.
103, excuse me.
Rudy, I'm sorry. Hopefully you'll forgive me. Maybe if I stay another 6 months, I'll get all your names right eventually.
I doubt it.
Yeah. The longer I stay here, the more I realize how much I need to change the scenery.
Can't thank you enough for letting me stay and get back on my feet.
Once I'm done here, what else can I do to earn my keep?
You feel like organizing a Christmas carnival?
It's not really my thing. Why, what's up? Everything okay?
Carnival's not like a farm. Animals are easy. There's a schedule. You feed them, groom them, clean up. I never considered having to do this. It's not like Mom had time to prepare a manual.
What about your sister?
She's in L.A. She hasn't been back to the carnival in years.
What, she doesn't come home for Christmas?
It's a busy time at work.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
It's a big ask.
What's the worst that she could say?
Emily on the phone.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't even begin to know everything that she would do. And
I hear you.
And then the vendors, the partnerships, all those handshake agreements. No, thank you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Not to mention, there's
a whole bunch of people that I just don't know.
I haven't seen these people in years.
Well, it's mostly the same people we've been around our whole lives.
Your whole life, not mine.
I hear you. Yeah, I feel like you would have liked it here if you ever gave it a chance.
Yeah, I'm not really a ranch girl.
It's a farm.
I don't even like ranch dressing.
Okay, I'm not asking you to like ranch dressing or Meadow Grove or anything. I just can't do it.
Sure you can.
I'm not really the event type, much less the event planning type.
If I can't get your help on this, I don't know if it's gonna happen.
Emily covers herself with a knitted throw.
Why?
Can I come in?
Young Emily pulls back the throw. The woman with long dark hair sits on her bed.
I don't want to leave.
I know, baby. I'm gonna miss it too, but you're gonna love Meadow Grove. I know it. You're gonna make so many new friends.
I don't understand why we're going.
She picks up a white terrier.
Think about Sir Barnaby. We rescued him, right? Well, there's so many more animals that need to be rescued.
Why can't we bring them all here?
I don't think our landlord would like that very much.
I don't like the landlord.
Yeah, I don't like the landlord either. But where we're going will be our own landlord. It'll be a place that I own. You and Nick will own one day. And we can save as many animals as we want. You could have 5 Barnabys.
5 Barnabys?
Absolutely. Whatever you want.
I want to stay in Seattle.
Just give it a chance, Em. Who knows? Maybe you'll want to stay.
Back to adult Emily as she sits up on her couch. She sits at her laptop and clicks on a flight from Los Angeles to Seattle. She sighs as a prompt appears on the screen that reads, "Success." Then a view of the skyscrapers of Seattle near the water. Now an aerial view of a road that winds through a wooded area. And then a view of a small town. Emily drives along a coastal road and into town. She pulls up to a diner as a blonde woman with 2 small children steps out.
Come on, guys. Here, gloves, Missy, gloves.
Just a second, you guys. All right,
come on.
The woman looks up.
Oh, Emily!
Taylor!
They hug.
Hi. Oh,
why didn't you tell me you were coming?
It was truly a last-minute decision.
What are you doing back?
I'm helping Nick with the Christmas carnival.
Oh, sweet.
What have you been up to?
Oh, gosh, just praying for a full night's sleep. Emmett, Vivian, you guys remember Auntie Emily?
Hi, guys.
Yeah, hey, Emmett, get that sweetener out of your mouth, sir. Well, how long are you here for? Wait, no, you know what? Call me tomorrow and we'll have a proper catch-up.
Please, okay. I would love that.
Okay, anyone not in the car in 20 seconds doesn't get flapjacks. Bribery, it works every time. Call me.
Emily smiles and heads into the diner. A gray-haired woman works behind the counter.
Hi.
What'll it be?
Do you have espresso?
I got coffee. Hot chocolate coffee.
Do you have oat milk?
Oat milk? How do you milk an oat?
I'm not sure. I'll just have a coffee, thanks.
The woman goes to the kitchen window and returns with a takeout container.
Give this to Nick. He loves my flapjacks. Always has.
Oh, I wasn't sure you remembered who I was. Haven't seen you in ages.
I saw you in February.
That's right, right. I forgot. What do I owe you?
Oh, it's on the house. Your mom gave my grandkid a puppy last year for Christmas. Least I can do.
She puts down a coffee.
Hmm. Thank you.
Emily turns to leave.
What? No Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Emily smiles and leaves. Meanwhile, back at the farm, a rail of the corral lies on the ground. Luke walks up to it, looks around, and studies the broken fence.
Rudy.
He looks around.
Rudy!
He runs into the farmyard.
Rudy! Rudy!
He runs away as Rudy the alpaca appears in the foreground, chewing. Meanwhile, Emily races along a road. The lid of the flapjack container is opened. She sips her coffee and goes to loosen the lid. Luke appears in the road. The car stops and Luke leans on the hood. He stares at her and Emily shuts off the music. She steps out of the car.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? Why are you racing down the road like it's an Indy 500?
You're blaming me?
Turn a corner, you slow down.
Why? In case someone decides to sprint into the street?
There's animals, other cars. You know what? You're clearly not from around here. The clothes, the car, the fact that you don't know how to drive.
I have places to go. I don't have time to summon psychic powers to determine when strangers are going to pop up like whack-a-mole in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Someday,
Somebody's not going to stop for you.
Well, you almost didn't.
He sees flapjacks on the dashboard.
Is that a Pearl's flapjack?
Yes, it was. Now it's just a lost rental car deposit. Thank you. Excuse me.
Whose fault is that? Oh, no Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas!
Luke walks away.
Rudy!
Emily drives up to the farmhouse. Nick walks down the front steps in his plaid jacket and cowboy hat as Emily steps out of the car.
Well, look who made it, city girl.
Good to see you, Nick.
Hey, Em. Whoa, what happened to you?
Meadow Grove happened. Hi.
They hug.
Place is still standing?
Yeah, barely. You get a bag?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
You haven't decorated the trees yet?
Nope, I haven't had time.
New animals come in?
Always. You want to meet them?
Yeah, let me change out of this first.
Yeah, good idea. Hey, is that a Pearl flapjack?
Oh, it was.
They walk near the goat corral.
Okay, so that's Bo, a little tuft of hair, and Mr. Darcy, and of course, you remember Rudy.
Yes, hi, Rudy.
And I've got a couple new sheep, a horse that needs training. Oh, and a buddy of mine is staying with us in the guest house.
Who's staying in the guest house?
Oh, and you remember Luke?
It's you. I do.
She does.
He stayed with us for like a week during college.
Oh, I thought you were less city.
I was then.
Yeah.
I thought you were a lot less farmy.
I was then.
Mm. I'm surprised you didn't run into him out front.
She tried. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys up to?
Well, he was just showing me around at the new arrivals, and appears some of them still need training.
Apparently.
You want to join us?
No, you know, I'm going to go get settled in and unpack.
Oh, you should clean your car.
You should clean my car. Thanks for bringing it up.
I got things to do. Oh, don't walk so fast. You're going to run into something.
Nick stares as they walk in opposite directions. In the farmhouse, Emily stops in the doorway of a bedroom with dark blue walls. She steps inside.
Leaving will remind you of what you've left behind. Besides, you always come back.
There we go, that's my girl.
She sits on the bed with a knitted red and white throw. She smiles at a framed photo of her mother.
Here you go, good boy.
In the barn, she feeds Rudy.
Here you go.
A light turns on.
Oh, that's good. Good job.
Nick enters the barn.
Here you go, girl. You too.
You all good?
Yeah, just saying goodnight. It's weird seeing this place without Mom.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Glad you called. I know it's been a while since we've just...
Yeah, it's okay, I get it. We're both busy. You live so far.
Yeah, but even before L.A., I mean, since we moved here, we haven't really been on the same page.
You're here now. As far as I'm concerned, that's all that matters.
Hopefully we can pull this off, huh? You think Mom ever knew that this place would get so big?
I'm sure she'd want it to keep getting bigger.
Yeah, she would.
An alpaca sign.
What is this? This is new.
Oh, yeah. Luke, he made that.
That Luke?
Yeah, Luke, he's an artist. Hmm. He also does some pretty cool stuff with lights. Yeah, he's had his work in big galleries and everything.
Wait a minute, Lucas Hodges? That Luke is the Lucas Hodges?
Well, there's probably more than one Lucas Hodges in the world, but yeah.
I saw his stuff in an exhibit years ago. He's a really big deal. What on earth is he doing here?
Yeah, his wife left him around March, so he asked if he could crash here in exchange for some work around the farm. Yeah, he seems over his ex, but he's not really ready to move back to the city.
Do you think he'd be interested in making art again?
You tell me.
Emily studies Luke's sign. Later in Luke's gabled guest house...
Coming.
He opens the door to Emily.
Hi, may I come in?
Yeah. Make yourself at home.
I feel like we got off on the wrong foot.
I feel like you were driving with the wrong foot.
I think that you... You know what? Let's move past it, shall we? I have a question for you.
I'm all ears.
Why aren't you an artist anymore?
What? Did you not see the fence
outside. I made that. You tell me that's not art?
Well, it's not art like you used to make.
Well, just because it's not in some San Francisco gallery doesn't make it not art.
You are so right. I agree. And funny enough, the art is why I'm here. So, right now, I don't feel like we have what it takes to make the Christmas carnival truly memorable this year. And I was thinking, if you maybe wanted to...
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
You didn't hear my pitch yet.
Oh, I don't need to hear your pitch.
Well, I know people in the art space.
Okay, I got out of the art space specifically to get away from people who use the phrase art space.
Okay, Luke, you don't belong here.
How do you know that?
Because I don't belong here, and you're more talented than I am, as much as it pains me to compliment you. Fences are great, but you could be doing more.
I did make more. I was always making more. More. There's an endless sea of people creating art out there. So thank you, but yeah, no.
He stands by the open door. Emily pauses for a moment.
My mom made something really special here. And setting aside my very complicated feelings about this place, this is her legacy. This carnival is something that people return to every single year. And I don't pretend to know how to do this, but with your help, we can make something really great this year. I understand if you're not interested. You're in?
Yeah. I'll try to make something to make the carnival special. Not for you, for your brother and your mom. You made a really cool place here and raised one decent kid at least.
I'll take it.
They shake hands.
Try not to run me over again, okay?
I can't run you over again if I never ran you over in the first place. Are we sure we want to be working together?
No, but feels like the right thing to do.
So do I.
All right. See you in the morning.
You won't regret it.
Now Emily steps into the farmhouse living room with three tall windows traced with Christmas lights. She walks up to the fireplace and studies framed photos on the mantelpiece. She picks one up. A black and white photo of her mother smiling. Emily kisses it. Her eyes glisten with tears as she places it back on the mantle. Now, morning outside the farmhouse. Young Emily rolls over in bed and covers her head with a pillow. Adult Emily appears from under a pillow and checks her phone. She covers her head again with the pillow. Later in the farmyard with Luke.
Good morning.
Good morning. My idea of a good morning is some peace and quiet. At least half an hour of scrolling on my phone and no rooster anywhere for miles, whereas your idea is...
Getting up at 5 to tackle the day's chores before the sun rises.
I'm going to ignore that completely insane thing that you just said. I just wanted to check on what you might be making for the Christmas carnival.
If I make it.
What do you mean, if?
You don't know the meaning of if?
But you said you were going to make something special.
Well, I said I was going to try. And, like, to make art, I need to be inspired. And I'm not inspired right now.
Okay, what can I do to inspire you? We're kind of on a time crunch here.
Yeah, you're telling me. If I don't finish sucking this beet pulp, we're going to have some hungry alpaca.
He digs into a metal bucket.
You know, the Christmas carnival is in less than 2 weeks. Is there any way that Nick can handle some of this?
Your brother... He did me a favor by letting me stay here, and in return he asked that I help around with chores, and I'm going to keep my end of the bargain.
I appreciate that. I just want to make sure that you have some time to work.
He sprays the beet pulp.
Yeah, I'm working. It's all up here.
He taps his head.
Yeah, that's not reassuring.
She sighs, turns, and walks away. At Pearl's Diner, Emily sits with Taylor.
Can we go play?
Yes, fine. Go run and play.
Okay, so this guy is gonna make you sculptures?
Well, that's what I thought, but so far all he's done is soak beet pulp.
I don't even know what that means.
The pulp of beets. You soak it in water, feed it to the alpaca, it gives them fiber, it keeps them hydrated.
How do you even know that?
Mom held me hostage on a ranch for 6 years.
Yeah. Oh, hey, ew, don't put that in your mouth!
Emily watches Taylor check her phone.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm pulling up a photo of this guy. No, don't put that in your mouth either. Come on, dude, how many times do I have to tell you? Oh, okay. This is him? If I was single, he could feed me beet pulp anytime he wanted.
Speaking of which, where is your husband these days?
Jerry? Oh, he's at the office. He says hi, by the way. Wait till you see him. He's been working out, and he is like, woo.
So what am I going to do? I've got less than 2 weeks to figure this out.
2 weeks is plenty of time. Michelangelo's David wasn't sculpted in a day, after all. And neither was Luke, I imagine.
Taylor.
Just because I don't go to the store anymore doesn't mean I can't window shop on your behalf. Tomorrow is my white elephant party. You're coming. I have a babysitter. I booked her like 6 months ago. I confirm every week. It is a big deal.
How many people from high school are going to be there?
Oh, barely any. Okay, maybe a few. Okay, more than a few.
No offense, but it's not really my kind of party.
You're coming tomorrow. Be there. It would be good for the carnival for you to shake some hands, and you know it. Speaking of hands,
Vivian.
I don't know what that is, but stop smearing it on the window. Aren't they the cutest?
Emily smiles. Now back at the farm with the goats. In the house, Emily sits at the dining room table with paperwork. Nick appears.
Hey, I'm taking off.
Where are you headed?
Pickup. Collie, hour north of here.
Okay. Back for dinner?
Doubt it.
Okay.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Depends what it is.
You mind setting up the trees? I brought a few in, but they're just sitting in there. Mom always, you know, she was better at the...
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Thanks. I have my phone on me if you need me.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Emily goes back to her paperwork, writing with a pen. Fade to black. Later, Emily turns on a desk light in a room with a wall bookcase. She stands at the desk stacked with three banker's boxes. She looks in another box on the bookcase shelf. She takes the lid off one of the banker's boxes. She looks inside and smiles.
Em, you gonna help decorate?
Flashback to her mom with Nick.
You gonna come help us now?
Young Emily sits nearby with a sullen-looking expression. Young Nick decorates the tree as his mom looks at Emily and starts to dance.
Huh. Let's dance.
Can I put the star on top, Mom?
You know what? Let's let Em do it this year, and you can do it next year, okay?
She dances in front of Emily with Nick.
Come on, dance with us.
Emily rolls her eyes, stands up, and starts to dance.
There we go, that's my girl.
She holds Emily's hand and twirls her around. They dance with Nick, and Emily twirls him around.
Emily. Emily.
Adult Emily wakes up on the couch. She looks up at Luke, standing over her.
What are you doing?
I came in to make a sandwich, and you were snoring pretty loud.
I was not.
Yeah, I thought a small animal got stuck in here somehow.
Okay, very funny. Nice to see you. Good night.
You need some help?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Let me. No, I used to help my stepmom do the whole yard every year. We do the roof, trees, bushes. We take our time, you know, revel in the Christmas spirit. Then I take it down. My mom's spirit would be all gone, so she's just... Grandma's box.
He untangles Christmas lights.
Well, who helps her with her lights now that you're a cowboy?
Not a cowboy. There are no cows around here.
Okay, alpaca boy.
Alpaca boy I can live with. Yeah. Well, they're retired in Florida, and they used to love spending Christmas in the bay with me and my ex. But... this year, I invited them out here, and they chose to do a Hawaiian vacation for Christmas instead.
So, did Alpaca Boy make any art yet?
I'm closer than I was earlier.
Great. So you started.
Yeah, in a sense.
You are either the world's worst liar or the world's best procrastinator.
Do you know why I love untangling Christmas lights?
Because you're a glutton for punishment.
I like doing things that I can finish. And you can't finish art in a day. You can spend all day, you know, thinking and trying to solve the puzzle, and I have nothing to show for it. So
I do the dishes. Finished. I build a fence. There were no posts, now there are. Finished. It's my way of giving my mind a break, because it's only when my mind is clear that I can, you know, focus on what story I want to tell and what picture I want to create. So yeah, I don't know what I want to make yet, but I'm ready to receive the inspiration when it comes.
She smiles slightly.
I get it.
They look at each other.
Do you, gonna put these up on the tree?
I will defer to your expertise.
Ready.
Luke stands up, approaches the tree, and turns back.
You still got a lot of work to do, huh?
Yeah, you know, I can finish tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I thought, you're not going to the White Elephant party?
Oh, are you going?
Yeah, I promised your brother that I'd go with him. Hold on. You're going? Okay, so should I not go, give you your personal space?
Well, we've been in the same room for a few minutes now, and we haven't killed each other, so you can do whatever you feel like.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
Okay.
Emily on the porch, on her phone.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, we are a little late in the game, but we do have a week and a half before the Christmas carnival, and it just wouldn't be the same if you were... Yes, yeah, I'm going to the party.
In the front yard, Luke puts down several pieces of firewood.
Okay, yeah, let's chat then. I'll see you tonight. Bye.
She looks out in the front yard as Luke wipes his forehead with the bottom of his shirt, exposing his tight stomach muscles. Emily keeps looking.
I can see you.
She looks back at her phone.
Merry Christmas.
Emily makes a face and goes back inside. Luke smiles and grabs the handle of an axe. In the kitchen, Emily pours coffee. Nick enters wearing a beanie.
Good morning.
Hey. You said you needed a gift for the White Elephant.
Yeah.
A cookie tin.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. This looks so good. I could eat it myself.
Well,
he hands her another cookie tin.
Look at you being a sweetheart to your big sister.
Not a big deal.
When did you get so sentimental?
Oh, watch yourself. See if I get you anything ever again.
What did you get for White Elephant?
Bam!
A six-pack of beer.
Are you kidding?
Most popular gift of the night. Just watch.
Okay, if you say so. All right, well, I will get this wrapped up. Thanks.
She walks into the office. On the bottom shelf of the bookcase, she goes through rolls of wrapping paper. She reaches into the shelf and takes out a child's pink suitcase. She puts it on the desk. A voice.
Need help? Maybe if you brought your backpack too, you could make space for all.
I've got it.
Emily shakes her head. Flashback to her mother in the doorway. She enters the room.
You want some snacks?
You're not supposed to help me run away.
Well, last time you ran away, you said you got hungry, so I just thought you might need some snacks.
Young Emily grabs her coat and picks up the suitcase.
This isn't funny. I'm really leaving.
And I am really not stopping you. I mean, I think it's good. I think leaving will remind you of what you've left behind. Besides, you always come back.
I wouldn't if I had a credit card.
What kind of snacks do you want? You want me to make mac and cheese, or did you want a box to go so you can make it yourself later?
I want you to make it.
It'll be ready in 10.
Her mom leaves the room. Emily sighs. Back in the study with adult Emily and the open suitcase. She finds a Rubik's Cube and closes it. She grabs two rolls of wrapping paper and leaves the room. A nighttime aerial view of a small town street. In a modern, open-plan living area, guests drink and chat. Taylor opens the door to Emily, Nick, and Luke.
Yay! Oh, thank you for coming!
Make yourselves at home. Kids are with the babysitter downstairs. Get ready to mingle and jingle.
Oh, look who it is. Hey, boys.
Two male buddies.
Thank you.
Hank, Mac,
Nick.
Yep.
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 Martin, are you coming to the Christmas carnival?
because we are going to have a record turnout of people this year. And how are they going to know who's slinging the best coffee in Washington unless you're there slinging it?
Emily Ross.
A woman with long red hair.
Christina.
They hug.
Oh, it's been so long.
Too long. Sophia is going to flip when she sees you. Oh. How have you been?
Hey, listen. I was so sad to hear about your mom.
Yeah.
She was such an angel.
Here, Sophia.
Here.
A glass of white wine.
Emily Ross.
A dark-haired woman gives her air kisses.
Oh, we are so devastated that your mom is no longer with us. When I heard the Lord called your mom home...
We were heartbroken.
Thank you. Thanks.
So when are you moving back home?
Yeah, I must be glad you're here. Any plans to make it permanent?
I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, I miss this place. I'm moving back home.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But do you have a special someone back in L.A.?
Yeah, are you seeing anybody these days?
I mean, none of us is getting any younger, are we? I'm assuming you want kids, right?
Luke appears.
Excuse me, yes. You mind if I just steal my coworker just for a second?
Not at all.
They watch them walk away.
Why don't any of my coworkers look like that?
On the back patio with Emily and Luke.
Hope you don't mind me interrupting.
No, not at all. You're my hero. This is why I don't come home.
Yeah.
It's always the same questions. When are you moving back home? Why aren't you married? When are you going to have kids? Are you afraid of wildfires?
Aren't you afraid of wildfires?
People here should be afraid of wildfires. They're surrounded by trees.
Huh.
In L.A., all I'm surrounded by is yoga mats. Broken dreams. And how come people don't ask men these questions? I don't see anyone stomping up to you, asking you why you don't have kids, why you're not married. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
Nada. It's okay. Sometimes people change.
What changed, if I may ask?
We got married young and grew apart. She finally left. It wasn't easy, but I've done a lot of self-reflection, and
I'm past it, and I'm happy now.
You live in a guest house on the animal farm.
It is such a nice guest house, and yeah, I get all the free goat milks that I can drink.
There you are. Okay, White Elephant is starting. People are starting to wonder where the two of you went.
Coming.
Taylor goes back inside.
Yay. Excited to have to explain that now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows we have no trading.
All right, what we got here?
Emily holds up a tag.
One.
Number one, nice.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
It's the worst number you can get for White Elephant. What you want is the last one.
Come on, guys.
If I do, no looking.
Hey, Tate, where's Jerry?
Outside smoking a turkey. Said not to wait, okay? So let's get started.
Ooh.
All right, batter up, people.
That would be me. Okay. Get right in here.
Emily opens a present. Rudolph slippers.
Oh, cute. How cute. Very soft. These are quite nice.
Yeah.
I like them.
Real nice. So nice, in fact, that now that it's my turn, I think I'm going to pull one of these.
He takes the slippers.
Yeah. These are going to keep my little piggies nice and warm this winter.
Just to clarify, we're talking about your toes, not your piggies on the farm.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
stop slacking.
I gotta do it. The big one, because just gotta. Okay. Let's see.
At the Christmas tree.
Open.
She opens a large present to reveal a 3-foot-tall Santa.
I think it's alive. Might be alive.
Oh, what a hoot!
It's a Santa!
You like it, right? Maybe you can steal this one. Take it home with you.
Absolutely not. That thing is nightmare fuel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Who is next?
Nick's buddy.
Oh, I want Nick's gift. The one from the fridge.
Oh, from the fridge? Yeah. That was not part of the rule.
What is in the fridge?
He unwraps a 6-pack and hands out beer.
Here you go, fellas.
Yeah, go now.
Well, I can't blame him, I guess.
The men make a toast.
Yep. Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Later with Taylor.
Okay, time for the last gift.
Christina.
Okay. Yes, she does.
Christina's child appears.
Looks like a little elf escaped from Santa's workshop.
Hi, sweetie. Do you want to pick Mommy's Christmas gift? You can pick anyone you like. Have a look around.
The little girl looks at the presents.
No, definitely going for the...
No,
the lunch kit.
No, blanket.
She feels a present, then goes to the Santa.
Oh.
You want Big Santa? Are you sure?
Oh, wow, honey, are you sure you want this?
She sure.
Okay.
Coming home with you.
Okay. Of course it's Santa.
We're putting that in your room, okay?
Well, we know what that means. Excuse me. I'll take these. Thank you very much.
Emily takes the slippers from Luke.
Nice move. Can I steal one of the beers at least?
You could steal the empties.
Right. Okay. Last up. This is mine.
He shakes a present.
Sounds all right. All right.
Antler headband.
Okay. All right. That's kind of fitting.
He puts it on his head.
Rudolph and their lights.
Yes. He sits back down and looks at Emily.
Yeah. How do I look?
Adorable.
Okay, everyone. So next on the schedule, so we're going to do gingerbread decorating in the kitchen for those who are interested.
In the kitchen.
No way.
Remember me.
Wow, yes. Mom's favorite.
Yeah, she would melt a Jolly Rancher in the cookie and voila.
Luke holds a yellow stained glass star cookie up to the light. He appears lost in thought.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I have an idea.
He hurries past Christina.
What, no Merry Christmas?
Later in the evening, Emily and Nick appear outside the barn office and peek inside. Luke stands at a table, sketching on art paper. He tears off a page, crumples it up, and starts to sketch again.
Should I see if he needs anything? Or?
Nah. Let's let him work. Come on.
Okay.
They both smile and walk away. Luke leans over the table and continues to sketch. Golden sun rises over a snow-covered field. In the farmyard with Luke and Emily.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're an early bird today, huh? You hungry too? You want some breakfast or what can I fix you up?
Oh, I actually prefer my breakfast in a bowl, thanks.
A bowl is just a bucket without a handle. You should wait here.
He enters the alpaca corral.
Why?
I can't be responsible for these ferocious beasts. All right, come get it.
I'm coming in. This is ridiculous.
I'd get out of the way before they start screaming.
Reason 500 why I prefer living in the city. You're less likely to get spit on by an animal.
I can't argue with that.
So what's this idea? Give me the pitch.
It's actually not my idea, it's yours.
What idea was that?
The cookie.
I don't follow.
When you think of colored lights, you think of Christmas, right?
Sure.
Well, what if I made some of these Christmas images with a stained glass effect, like your favorite cookie?
Oh, something they can take photos and videos with.
It's not avant-garde or anything. Nobody wants to reinvent a wheel at Christmas. They want nostalgia, romance, magic.
Something they can experience with friends and family.
Mm-hmm. But we can't give them the same old light show that they've seen hundreds of times before. So we give them that warm, fuzzy feeling. But we make it feel brand new at the same time. Ah.
I love this.
So do I.
All right, let's get started.
I can't.
Why?
I still got chores to do.
No, come on, this is more important.
I think several dozen hungry animals would disagree. Of course, I'd be finished a lot faster if I had an assistant.
He holds out a blue bucket.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Now, Emily helps Luke lift bales of hay. Luke fills the blue bucket with water. He passes Emily a bundle of hay, and she feeds it to a white horse. Got a story that's gotta be told. Luke watches her with the horse and smiles. Now they toss feed to the chickens. I got lost up in the evergreens. Most beauty that I ever seen. Outside the chicken coop, Emily smiles as she places fresh eggs in a basket held by Luke. Now they walk across the farmyard.
So time to feed the goats?
We're not feeding. Milking. That's Jesse. Hey, Jesse! Yeah, goats can produce milk for a year or two. Not sure how long Jesse's been here, but the eggnog lover in me is not complaining.
You make goat nog.
Yeah, it's exceptional. All right, I'm gonna go grab some grain. You wanna usher Jesse over here?
Sure, yeah.
You got it.
Usher Jesse. Okay.
Come on, girl. Come on.
How do you grow up here and not milk goats?
Well, we never bred goats, so no need for milking.
All right. Easy peasy. And,
He adjusts a shallow basin under Jesse.
I'll set up. You ready?
Is one ever ready to milk a goat?
Good point. All right, so grab up high.
Okay.
About an inch or two higher.
I really feel like I should buy her dinner first.
And then just squeeze. There you go.
I did it.
Yeah, you did. Keep going.
Okay.
Later in the kitchen.
It's been a long time since I had milk.
Uh-oh, you're one of those?
What? What is wrong with nut milk and oat milk?
How do you milk an oat?
Why do people keep asking me that?
Okay, you've been in L.A. too long. Oat milk cannot compare to goat milk.
All right, well, to goats.
To the goats and to the Christmas carnival.
They drink the goat milk.
That's not terrible at all.
Needs a little bit of cinnamon. So, how did it feel today, getting back at the farm life?
Well, I don't know if Nick ever told you, but I never wanted to come here. I was 12 when we moved, and, you know, Seattle had my whole life, my friends, everything. And it also had all the memories of my dad. I knew that he was gone, but I kind of felt like leaving Seattle meant erasing him.
Big change is never easy.
Well, Nick was younger, so he didn't have as much invested in Seattle, and he took to farm life from day one. I wasn't much help. I would do the easy stuff, you know, the petting and all the brushing and the fun stuff, but everything else, you know, I didn't make it easy on Mom. I'm sure she could have used the help.
Hey, I'm sure she understood, right? Leading your life as a kid, it's gotta be rough. I just didn't as an adult. It was awful.
Yeah, how did you make that adjustment? This must be light years away from your old world.
It is, yeah. And that's why I like it. I do miss San Fran, and I love the city, but, you know, sometimes the city doesn't love you back.
The city or the people in it?
A little bit of both. I kept running into things that reminded me of her. Friends, memories of us everywhere I went. So unplugging and starting somewhere new, it just felt like I had no choice. But you know what? It was probably the best thing that could have ever happened. Hey, that first day that we met, you know, when you almost run me over?
When you jumped in front of my car, but continue.
I probably was a little too quick to judge. The car, the clothes, you probably reminded me a little too much of the world I'd left behind. So I'm sorry that I didn't give you the warmest welcome.
Well, you made me goat nog, so all is forgiven. I'm really grateful that you're here. I think your work is going to make this really special.
Well, hey, anything I can do to help?
If only Mom could have seen me slinging that bale of hay today. I'm going to be sore.
You pull a muscle?
I think I pulled my whole body.
Mm. Well, if you need a massage...
What are you offering?
Well, I was going to recommend a massage therapist the next town over who's done wonders for me, but if you want me... give you a massage.
No, I mean, not to insult you. I mean, I'm sure that you know, are good at with your hands because I saw your work today. You know, I'm sure that you could work my muscles if you were comfortable. I'm going to stop talking if that's okay.
She looks away and they both sip the goat milk. Outside the farmhouse, Emily and Luke step out of a green vintage truck. At the flatbed, Luke smiles as he lifts a bundle of long metal rods. Emily carries a shallow wooden tray as Luke and Nick carry a metal rod to an outdoor work area. Luke picks up a welding torch and lowers a mask over his face in the house with Emily on her phone.
Yeah, I would say we need enough candy canes for about 200 people. That works? Thanks.
Meanwhile, sparks fly as Luke welds the metal rod. back in the house with Emily.
Yeah, I was hoping for an earlier arrival.
It'll be about 4 hours in total.
We'll have about half an hour to get set up.
Yes, hi.
Awesome, thank you. We won't take up too much of your time.
Okay, great, thanks.
Absolutely.
Bye. Perfect.
Emily twirls, tosses down her notepad, and dances. Later in the house, she shows Luke a webpage on her laptop, Melody's Rescue Farm Christmas Carnival.
Looks good.
Outside, Luke and Nick load lengths of the metal rods wrapped in white strings of lights. Emily arrives with mugs on a tray. Inside, Emily writes an email to her social media group titled, I Need a Favor. Now with three stylish women.
This is one of the most exciting pieces of the carnival this year, our art installation. I can't reveal too much, but it's going to be spectacular. Let's go meet the alpacas.
An influencer.
If you're in Washington next week, you have to go to Meadow Grove.
Another influencer.
This place has everything. Alpacas, hay rides, a new outdoor exhibit by Lucas Hodges.
I will be there. All my friends will be there.
A full Christmas carnival on a family-owned rescue farm. It's giving best Christmas ever.
Outside with Taylor and Emily.
I think it's all coming together nicely.
She attaches a string to a banner.
Still so much to do, but we're on it.
Luke walks past and smiles, now with the goats. Rudy the alpaca chews. The outdoor work area with Emily.
Thirsty?
She offers Luke milk.
Sure. Thanks. Did you get this from Jesse?
Yes, I did. Milk to myself.
Look at you.
Look at me.
He drinks the milk.
That's refreshing.
That's not from Jesse. I lied.
I know.
Wait, how'd you know?
The taste, the color, the fact that goat's milk straight from the goat isn't refrigerated. Come on.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it was from a cool goat.
It was a cool goat. Did you just... Get out of here.
With Emily and Taylor.
Yeah, see ya.
Hey, thanks for your help today.
Oh, are you kidding? I love animals. I wonder if Jerry would buy us an alpaca.
Good luck. All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah. Hey. You know, he likes you, right?
Who?
Tall, dark, and worldly.
No, I don't think so. Last week, he could not stand me.
Well, in high school, Jerry couldn't stand me. And then 10 years ago, he comes back from grad school. Asks me out, out of the blue. He's too shocked to say no. Fast forward to now, we're on our way to producing half a volleyball team, so.
So what you're saying is, in about a decade, Luke might have a crush on me.
No. What I'm saying is attraction and annoyance are two sides of the same coin. Ambivalence, that's the deal breaker, not annoyance.
Okay, I'm ambivalent about finishing this conversation.
Nope. I think you're annoyed, which means you like this conversation.
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Luke enters Nick's barn office.
Hey, man. I gotta go get more lights, so I figured tomorrow after I feed everybody, I'd go into the city.
All right, sounds good.
I was thinking about seeing if Emily wanted to go with me.
Mm-hmm, cool.
And maybe while we're there, we could grab a meal, like dinner.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, would it be cool? I'm just making sure.
Nick leans back in his desk chair.
Are you asking how I'd feel if you asked on my sister?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've never really been one of those overprotective siblings. I don't really understand that, really. Yeah, she could do whatever she wants. You know, she always has. Yeah, she deserves good things. And you're a good guy. I think the two of you would have a good time.
Nick goes back to work.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Luke heads to the door.
Oh, once you're finished up there, would you mind checking the connection on those lights I'm working on? Just wanted to see if the wiring's holding up.
Will do.
All right.
Nick finds a file folder.
Ah, got it.
Outside, Emily looks out over the farm as Luke walks up behind her.
Looking good, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So, what's the plan for tomorrow? We still have a few days, and most of the vendors are already lined up. I just have a couple follow-up phone calls, and then I'm set, so I can help with whatever you need.
Well, we're running out of lights, so I'm going to go into the city to pick up some more.
Good. Sounds good.
You want to come with me?
To get the lights, is that the most efficient use of our time?
What if I take you out to dinner while we're there? I know it's an even less efficient use of our time, but I don't know, I think efficiency is overrated.
Just to be clear, are we talking about a date?
Are you opposed to calling it a date?
I'm not opposed. Are you opposed?
Uh-uh. Not at all.
Okay, then.
So you're in?
I'm in.
Great.
He puts his arm around her, and Christmas lights flicker. Emily smiles. Nick appears.
How's the connection?
They turn and look at him.
Is it good?
Emily and Luke look at each other and smile. In Seattle, Luke walks out of a store carrying two boxes. Emily, two shopping bags.
Okay, that should do it.
So how'd you get into this? With the lights, I mean.
Well, all my friends in art school were using paint, so there wasn't enough left for me.
I'm serious.
Light is alive. It's always moving, always telling a story. It's what allows us to see ourselves and our place in the universe. Movies are light. Photographs that we use to preserve our memories are light. Everything that shapes and defines us is light. I thought that sounded cooler than painting.
Yeah, you might be onto something.
Yeah.
They load the bags and boxes into a red truck.
You know, there's stars in the sky that died millions of years ago, and we can still see them.
Nice, right? You coming?
Where are we going?
There's this great spot that does candy cane lattes. I haven't had one in a while. Interested?
You had me at candy cane.
All right.
Later, they walk around a corner with their lattes.
See, if they made these with goat milk, that'd be game over.
A text.
Yeah. Oh, it's Aurora again.
She's keeping tabs.
Yeah. Oh, this is it.
What?
This is the apartment I grew up in.
Flashback to young Emily standing on the street. Her mother loads a moving truck and steps up behind her, rubbing her shoulders. They both look up at the building.
I'm gonna miss it too. So is your brother.
Ladies, let's go!
He'll miss it eventually. But hey, when we're all settled in, we'll come back and visit. Okay? It's not that far. All your friends, your favorite places to eat. They're just a couple hours away, and we can take trips back on the weekend.
You sure?
I'm sure.
She loads in Emily's skateboard and the pink suitcase, then slides the back of the truck closed. Back to Luke and Emily.
But we didn't visit. I mean, not really. She's a single mom with two kids and a dozen animals, so she just didn't have time.
It must have been tough on all of you.
I think it was for everyone except Nick. He didn't really care. I think he talked to the animals more than his classmates.
You know, Nick's kind of like an alpaca beneath all the woolly exterior. He's got a big heart.
Now all I can picture is someone making a sweater out of my brother's beard. Anyway, I just worked really hard, got a scholarship to USC, and never looked back. I haven't been home for the Christmas carnival in about 10 years.
Hmm. So what do you do for Christmas?
I sleep in. I watch a Muppet Christmas Carol. Eat some leftovers from all the Christmas parties. Call the family and say hello. I really miss them. But it's peaceful.
They stop on the street.
Do you want to take a look?
Why?
Why not, is the question.
A sign reads, for lease. They step into a spacious loft.
What do you think?
Think that this place will make some lucky tenant very happy.
That lucky tenant could be you. Here's my pitch.
Okay. Gotta hear you talk about pitches again.
This could be your new home, your base. Some people were meant to work on a farm, and some people were meant to create art in a space like this.
Some people are wasting their time.
And look, electricity is covered by the landlord. Think of all the lights that you could turn on without paying a dime.
Okay. I know what you're trying to do. And this is a nice place, I will admit, but this is a whole new life you're talking about. I'm happy right now working on the carnival and getting my hands dirty at the farm. So this
is where you belong.
You trying to get rid of me?
Get rid of you?
Yeah.
We'll probably never see each other after Christmas. I'm just trying to get you back to doing what you do best.
We'll never see each other again. What do you mean?
What are you? You moving to LA?
No. Just didn't know if you wanted to keep in touch.
Oh, so you'll text me or slide into my DMs.
I am not sliding anywhere. I wouldn't have asked you out to dinner if I didn't think.
Think what?
If I didn't think you were someone worth keeping in touch with. Might be nice to, I don't know, hear your voice sometime.
Okay.
She hands him her phone.
Put your number in so you can hear my voice sometime.
All right.
He enters his number.
Probably not.
You probably will.
Maybe an emergency.
I have a very soothing voice.
Yeah, I don't know about very.
Emily dials him.
Hello?
Let's go to dinner. I'm starving.
All right.
Soothing, right? Put you right to sleep.
Later, nighttime traffic in the city. In an Italian kitchen restaurant, they sit at a candlelit table. Emily works her phone.
Sorry, it's work stuff. It never ends.
Is that right? What would make it end?
The heat death of the universe, maybe?
You said that you wanted to make something that sustains. Kind of sounds like you're not terribly happy where you're at.
Well, there's a new event every night. Right? When you said that nothing we create matters, that really hit home for me because I can work my tail off for a month on a party. Party is a blast. Then tomorrow, there's another party.
There's another work of art, another everything.
Yeah, but how do I break through that? I've always wanted to just quit my job, start my own business, but how do you begin to get a foothold in people's memories?
What's your favorite movie?
The Holiday, of course.
You know the whole movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watch it every Christmas.
Recite it to me.
What, now?
Yeah, front to back, whole movie, every line.
Well, I don't know every line.
Yeah, of course you don't. Nobody does. You know the big lines, the big moments, the feeling it inspired. So just because your party's over or my light installation's been disassembled, that doesn't mean that people from time to time don't think, hey, you remember that thing? That thing was pretty great.
Yeah, but I would like to create something that inspires more than just the occasional fleeting memory.
If we can give just a few minutes or hours of joy to people in this crazy world, I think that's pretty noble.
Well, if it's so noble, why don't you rent that studio and do it yourself?
Because I'm scared. When I was with my ex, I was with someone. We were a team. Now, put myself out there, it's scary.
Yeah, it's scary at first, but then you jump off the edge and you just hope for a smooth landing.
Yeah, maybe. What about you? You said that you wanted to make something that matters. Quit. Why don't you jump off that edge?
Because LA is oversaturated with people who do what I do, and it'd be really hard.
So just leave LA.
I can't leave LA. That's my home, and that's where all the events are.
You know, there's other cities that have companies, and there's this little thing called Zoom nowadays.
I can't leave LA.
Sure you can't.
I can't.
Why not?
Because it would be like I'm quitting. And it would mean that all the time that I spent there was a waste and could have been spent with Mom. I keep seeing her around the farm, in the house, in my room, and I feel like I didn't give her what she deserved. I was a really difficult child, and...
Oh, come on. Every child's difficult.
I know. I just wish I could see her again and tell her I'm sorry. Tell her that I wish I'd seen her more. Wish I'd called more. Told her that I loved her more. Anyway, what a really fun date you brought along, huh?
When you turn off a light, the light particles, they're absorbed by the walls, ceiling, the floor. They're not gone. They're just different energy. Energy that you can't see, but it's still there. And I don't know what you believe. I don't even know what I believe, but just because you can't see your mom anymore, it doesn't mean that she's gone.
I love that. Thank you.
Don't thank me, thank science.
Thank you, science.
Science says you're welcome.
Later, Luke's truck pulls up to the farmhouse, decorated with Christmas lights. They walk towards the house.
I had a really good time tonight.
Yeah, me too. Maybe next time you'll take me on a date that doesn't include errands.
Yeah.
So you want there to be a next time?
We can talk about it after the carnival.
Okay.
She wraps her arms around him and gives him a hug. He hugs her back, and she looks into his eyes.
I believe in you.
She smiles and turns away. Luke watches as she climbs the front steps and arrives onto the porch.
Good night, Emily.
Good night.
With Luke, Nick, and Emily.
I think it looks amazing.
I think it's demeaning.
I like it.
Two against one. Sorry, Nick.
Rudy the alpaca wears a little red Santa hat.
Sorry, Rudy. I tried.
Nick walks away.
Well, the Christmas carnival's only 2 days away. Are we getting close?
I'm gonna put the finishing touches on tonight. I should get back to work then.
Yes.
Right?
You better.
Right? Okay. Don't work too hard.
Nick leans against a corral fence with Luke.
Hey, you think there's any chance that Emily might stay for a while? I mean, after Christmas.
As sure as the sun rises tomorrow.
Emily's not staying in Meadowgrove.
I don't mean forever.
It's just, I want to spend more time with her. And I figure it'd be easier to do that here.
Yeah, or you could go.
You want me to leave?
No. You helped me out when I really needed it. More ways than one, but Luke, your life's not here. Your art is not here, and my sister's not staying here.
Emily really likes it here. A lot. And maybe this is what she wants.
Maybe.
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 Nick steps away. In the house, Emily sits on the sofa with a mug to her lips. Her mother walks across the room and opens the front door. She hurries out to Emily.
Oh, it's so good to see you. Oh, I can't wait to hear all about L.A. Maybe there's something from your work that'll give us a good idea for the Christmas carnival this year. Oh. Wouldn't that be fun?
Mom, I'm not coming home for the carnival this year.
Oh, well, last year you said that
I know, I know. It's hard. Christmas is my busiest time of year, so I've got events and all these corporate parties and big product promotions for the holidays.
I know. I just thought it.
Sorry. I want to disappoint you. I know I haven't been in a few years.
4 years?
Right, a couple years.
Well, four's more than a couple.
Back in the house, Emily appears lost in thought. Nick steps into the house.
Em, hey, I spoke to Alina down at the goat farm. She said that we could use her goats for the petting zoo.
Good. Good, sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, Mom did it. She finally got me to come home for Christmas.
I can't help but feel like I broke her heart. I didn't have to work over the holidays. The carnival felt like Mom's mountain to climb. You know, she was running around, had to take care of everybody, manage everything. It was just go, 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 and I was in the way. She had to be everyone's mom during that time, not just ours, and I didn't understand that.
Yeah. She had a lot of love to give.
Yeah.
You're not that different from her.
I know. That's what scares me.
You know, she used to tell me that I reminded her of Dad.
To be honest, I don't really remember much about him.
He was a good man.
Yeah.
Very patient. Kind to everyone. You know, not the most verbose or effusive man, but...
I guess she was right about that.
Yeah. I think it's a compliment of the highest order.
Yeah.
They smile at one another. Later outside, Emily stands among large, illuminated candy canes with Luke.
Still a few blown bulbs at the top, and I have to get everything in series before the big reveal, but what do you think?
It's amazing. It makes me feel like a kid again, coming out here with Mom and Nick, looking at the stars on a clear night, as if enough memories haven't already been flooding back.
Good memories.
Yeah. All sorts of memories.
Right. Hopefully this trip can provide you with some new memories. Great memories.
He draws her close and they gaze into each other's eyes. Luke leans in closer to kiss her.
I hate to do this because I would love to make some new memories with you.
What's happened yet?
I'm leaving in a few days. But I'm having the best time getting to know you. You're really smart, creative, and very good looking. But if I get too involved with you, I won't want to leave. And I can't stay.
Yep. I know that you're very reluctant to leave LA. But maybe if you stay here just a little bit longer, you might figure out what your next step might be.
If I don't leave, then I will stay forever. Everyone stays. Literally all my friends from high school are still here.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know how to move forward. You know, how do I make an impact if I stay?
You make an impact on me.
You know what I mean. I can't stay for you.
I know. I wouldn't want you to. I want you to think about this. About me and you having more time together. I'm sure Nick would love to have you around, and Taylor, even just for a few more weeks. Hey, I just want you to consider it.
I'll consider it. But until I make up my mind, we probably shouldn't stand so close together.
Okay.
It's just what I need to do.
She smiles at him, turns, and walks away. Daytime, in the farmyard, Emily drapes red and white blankets over red Adirondack chairs. Luke appears and looks around.
Let's see it. Light it up!
He smiles as she looks out. In the goat corral with Nick and Emily.
Hey, you need some help?
No, we're just finishing up.
To Jesse.
Do you want a festive little bow?
Oh, no.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, you do.
She sits down beside Jesse.
Sorry.
Hey, Jesse. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think Mom would be happy.
Yeah, it's going to be a great carnival.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the carnival.
He smiles at her and walks away. Emily pets Jesse, now with a red bow around her neck.
Oh, good girl.
Good girl. Good girl.
Flashback. At night, outside a stall, Emily's mom pets a goat.
Very good girl. Let's go up in here.
She slowly stands.
There we go. Come on. Come on.
Mom?
Emily appears.
Mom, what are you doing out here?
I'm fine.
The doctor told you to stay in bed, Mom.
What did doctors know?
Well, I would say more than you.
Have you met Jessie here? I got her off a dairy operation that went under a few towns over. They took her kids away from her right after they were born to try to save their farm. Can you imagine? You know, a mother goat can recognize the cries of its kids over a year after they're separated.
Mom,
going to tell my work that I can start the year remote. That way I can be here and I can take you to your appointments.
No, don't be silly. I can handle things. I have been taking care of people my whole life.
And who is going to take care of you?
Life has thrown me some curveballs. Can't keep me down. I'm like this goat. Jesse, I'll be fine.
You sure?
Back to Emily in the corral. Taylor appears.
Hey.
She sits beside Emily.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just the carnival and Mom. No. Nick. The house. You.
Did I do something?
Yes. Yes, you made this a great trip and made me realize that I miss you. I miss Nick and this place. And this feels like it matters, like I'm part of something, but I can't stay. I have no work here. Nothing of my own. And I keep seeing Mom, you know, and wondering if things could have been different, better, maybe, closer.
Hey, there are plenty of people who are super close with their parents and see them every day, and you know what they wish? They wish they could move away to L.A. so they could get a break from them every once in a while. Even if you'd stayed, you still would have wondered what life might have been on the other side.
So what you're saying is everyone second guesses their life choices.
Well, maybe not everyone, but yeah. I knew your mom. She would never, ever have wanted you living your life in the rear view. I know that.
I know. I don't mean to keep looking behind, but I just don't know what's ahead.
Nobody does. It's the beauty of it, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you excuse me, I just gotta make sure my kids aren't letting any alpacas loose.
Yes, please do that.
She stands up.
You good?
Yeah. Thanks, Tay.
Got you. We'll see you in a bit.
She walks away, and Emily pets Jesse. Later, Emily stages the back of the vintage truck with bales of hay and potted red poinsettias.
Wow.
Luke appears.
Love what you've done with the truck.
I like to call it Santa's other sleigh.
I guess reindeer need days off, too. would you rather be left alone?
No, not at all.
Okay. So about last night.
Oh, let me start.
Emily!
Hey,
Hi. Aurora, Finn, hi. I didn't know you were coming.
Oh, look at this setup. This is great.
I know. Honestly, these dark carnival fantasy vibes are really hitting different.
Luke, this is Aurora. She's the CEO of Lightmass.
Hey.
Don't mind her. She records everything. So I'm just going to cut right to the chase. Mm-hmm. I saw your campaign for this Christmas carnival, and you should quit your job immediately.
I should?
You should quit that job and come take a job working for me. You're the real deal. I already talked to my board, and I want to make you my new head of content.
Head of content?
You'll be in charge of socials, product launches, blogging, vlogging, all types of vlogging. Oh, and not just for Light Mask, for all the beauty products under my umbrella corporation.
Wow.
Look at what you did for this little carnival in the middle of absolutely nowhere. No offense.
Yeah.
Just think what you could do for brands like mine. I mean, you shouldn't be tracking orders. You should be running the show. So, do you want to run the show for me?
Wow, I would love to hear more. May I hear more?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the position does start fairly soon, so I'm going to need an answer right away. Why don't we go have a bite, talk about it?
Perfect.
Great. Yeah. Finn?
Where did you get these tall sheep? I want one.
She's so cute. What about you, handsome? You hungry?
I still got a ton of work to do, so I'm just going to stick around here. Yeah.
Just give me just a minute.
Sure. I'll be in the car.
Emily turns to Luke.
Well, what are you waiting for? We should go with them.
I'm not sure how I'm feeling. Everything's happening so fast.
Do you like what they're offering?
This is an incredible opportunity. Yeah, I can't stay here.
I know, and I'm sorry for even asking. I was out of line.
I'm not ready for this to end, but I also don't want to make a choice that I might second guess in the future.
This is a great opportunity. So, go hear them out.
Okay.
Emily runs towards Aurora's car. A golden sunrise. In her childhood bedroom, Emily sits on her bed, gazing at a framed photo.
I miss you, Mom.
In a mirror, her mother appears, sitting at the end of the bed.
What's wrong, Em?
Emily looks up and sees her. She bursts into tears.
Mom!
She hugs her mother and holds on tight.
They're there, it's okay.
Mom, I need you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Well, if that's the case, then I didn't do my job.
You're gonna think this is hilarious, but I've been considering moving back home.
Oh!
Mom, I'm serious. I know you never wanted me to leave in the first place.
Leave? I never wanted you to stay.
You didn't?
No. You were always running away, even before the farm. You wanted adventure.
I know, but I also want my life to matter.
Oh, it matters. It matters to your brother, your friends, and that guy who's so clearly on your mind.
Emily nods her head.
Still taking care of people even after you're gone.
I'll never be gone. I'm always with you.
Her mom looks into her eyes and smiles.
I love you, Mom.
They wrap their arms around each other.
I love you.
Emily sits back and watches as her mother walks away.
Mom, if I don't want to stay in LA, but I don't know if I want to move back here, then what do I do?
Well, I don't know. Isn't that exciting?
She smiles and disappears out of the room. Now, Emily wakes up with a framed photo of her mom. She sits up and crawls out of bed. At the carnival, the banner reads, Melody's Rescue Farm, Christmas Carnival. Holiday visitors gather around the canopy tents and concession stalls. An elf takes a photo. Near the corral with Emily and Nick,
Luke's truck's gone. Must have gone into town.
Yeah, he was already gone by the time I woke up this morning. Things got a little weird last night with Aurora and the job offer. I just didn't know what to say.
Well, he'll be back. Even if he's not, Carnival will be fine. He'll be fine. Even he'll be fine.
What about you?
I'm always fine.
Emily refers to her list as Nick grabs a couple cans of beer and delivers them to his buddies.
Boys. Yeah. Thanks for all your help.
Sure thing.
The three men pop open their beers, look around, and sigh.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Yep, love you both.
They drink their beer. Taylor walks by and approaches Emily.
This is incredible. I have never seen so many people here.
Ah, oh, I know it's wild,
oh
right?
Oh my God, oh, there's Jerry. Jerry, come say hello. Jerry,
hey,
you remember Emily, obviously.
Yeah. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Incredible work.
Thanks.
Hey, you seen the kids?
What? No, I thought they were with you.
So did I.
The kids run by.
Yeah, I'll get them. Merry Christmas.
Hey, he has been working out.
I know. He's like my own personal statue wrapped in leather and, like, stubble. It's just... oh, yeah, I should probably go help him.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, you know your mom would be so proud.
I know. Thank you.
Taylor smiles and hurries off. Nick appears.
Look at what you've done.
Look at what we have done.
Yeah. You think when you get back to L.A., maybe we could schedule a weekly phone call? Maybe try to get back on the same page?
I'd love that, yeah.
Emily smiles and hugs him.
Aww.
Okay. Don't make it weird.
Any word from Luke?
No, not yet.
He turns away. Later, Emily walks through the carnival, texting on her phone. She texts, "We're about to light up the decorations." Luke, where are you? She takes a deep breath and smiles.
Good evening, everyone. It is time to light up the carnival. Come over this way if you want a better view. I want to thank you all on behalf of the Ross family for being here this evening. As many of you know, we lost my mother earlier this year, and this carnival meant so much to her, as did all of you. She would be so thrilled to see all of the memories that you're making here tonight. And I also want to thank Luke Hodges for this incredible art behind me. I asked him to make something spectacular, different, and special for this Christmas. I feel like we did that. So let's light this party up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Christmas trees illuminate, surrounded by stained glass sheep, alpacas, goats, and two red and white birds. Emily's jaw drops. Nick and his two buddies toast with beer. Luke appears and walks up to Emily.
Luke, what happened?
Sorry, hey.
Well, I thought you left without saying goodbye after all we talked about, and I just...
I got it.
You got what?
Our studio. I went to Seattle, I found the realtor, I filled out the paperwork. It's mine.
You're moving to Seattle?
Yeah, I'm moving to Seattle.
Luke, that's great.
And I got something else, too. Same building on a higher floor. I got the realtor to put a hold on an office space, the type of office that would be perfect for someone who's trying to open up their own marketing agency. All right, here's my pitch.
Oh, you're pitching now.
Oh, yeah, I'm the one who's pitching. You want to open up your own business. You always have. You can't live here. It's too small of a town. So instead of going back to L.A., you go out on your own to Seattle. Yeah, Seattle's not L.A., but it's a big enough city with tons of companies and at Christmas time.
I come home and run the Christmas carnival.
Uh-huh. I know we haven't known each other long.
We got a million things to figure out between your business and my art and us. But I want to try to figure them out together. Because I believe in you.
Emily looks into his eyes. Aurora appears.
Emily, this is just so charming.
Thank you. Thanks, Aurora. I actually have a counter to your offer.
I'm listening.
What if, instead of hiring me as your in-house head of content, you hire my new marketing agency? You'll be my number one client, and we will work so hard to make sure there is a light mask in every home up and down the Pacific Coast. What do you think?
As long as it's you running the show for me, I don't care how you do it. You're hired. Just call me after the holidays. We'll set everything up, okay?
Thank you so much, Aurora.
Aurora walks away. Emily and Luke turn to each other.
So, what's the plan?
Well, I have a pitch.
Luke lifts his eyebrows. Emily smiles, wraps her arms around his shoulders, and they kiss. Two carnival guests walk by, and Emily and Luke continue to kiss. Fade to black. Credits. Described video by Descriptive Video Works. Written by Stephen Groves and narrated by Clement Chow. Cast. Heather Hemmons, Marco Grazzini, Antonio Cayone, Sharon Taylor, Hilary Jardine, Haley Ocean. Produced by Charles Cooper. Executive producers. Pamela Murphy, John Cassini. Teleplay. Russell Hainline. Story by Beverly Wood and Russell Hainline. Directed by Lucy Guest. Copyright 2024. Glow Road Productions Limited. Logos appear for Front Street Pictures and Chorus.